On today's edition of City Watch is one near and dear to my heart, of course, and it's Kathy Marks, our Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation, and we're going to talk about Riverview Pool.
Let's go.
Let's go swimming.
Yes, yes.
So give us some information right off the top.
We are excited about our summer. We are hoping to open Saturday, May 30th. That's all depending on my staff and getting them all back, getting my college kids back and see how many we got. I'm letting them finish their college days right now, and I got in touch with them today to start hiring people. And then we'll end on Sunday, August 23rd with the Bow Wow Luau.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we make that far. Yeah.
The Bow Wow Luau, you know, that was during my time. That's when Judy May came up and said, Greg, can we go dog swim? And I go, we can't put dogs in a pool.
Right.
And of course, now it's the big thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And what the biggest thing is you always do it the last day.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you know that you're going to have to change the filter screen two or three times an hour.
Yeah, we definitely know the dogs are in there when we drain that pool. And I don't want to go into more detail about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not fun. But the dogs that you can tell they've done it before, they are just in love.
They
just run and get out. I mean, they're just, tennis ball can't stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always a fun thing.
And we always did for the, I can't remember, is it the Chihuahuas? Have that little baby pool that you get from one from Walmart.
Yep. We haven't done that.
We did. And that way, the real little ones that are really new and don't know, there's all these other dogs around here. What do I do? They don't know how to socialize.
Yeah.
So we did that little pool, and it made it so much more fun for those owners, too.
Right.
And, of course, if as an owner, if you want to get in with your dog,
yes,
go ahead.
We let them, yes. Yes, I have watched dogs start to paddle and then start going under, and it'll be amazing how many guys are trying to getting the keys out of their pockets and all run in our lifeguard. Everyone's going to save this dog. And you just see him slowly pause, nose, everything going. I've run out of energy. Yeah.
So how are we doing with season passes, and how does that all work?
You can go to the Erickson Center right now and get your pass. Lap swimmers get your pass. If you qualify for Tivity or Renew Active or Silver Sneakers, we take those programs at the pool. But just stop on by and make sure your pass is activated and ready to go for the summer, so you'd be ready to roll. Last year we experimented with lap swim starting at 10 a.m. and that was a hit.
Good.
So now we are lap swimming from 10 a.m. to 12:30 every day.
Perfect.
And that is long course. Short course, 10 a.m. to 11:30, and that long course still just an hour. But it was a hit, and we really we heard the people. So let's do it.
Well, I know my wife will be there this summer because she just had both knees replaced.
Oof.
And so she's going to want to be getting in.
Yeah.
And she, you know, I would go down there, and I'll swim, you know, short course. Mm-hmm. For 45 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah,
and she'll sit in there and she'll talk for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's sometimes the lap swimmers are in there and 1 o'clock comes and they're still in there and I'm like, the kids are coming and you know they're coming at 1 o'clock. I can't stop them. And they're still along the side of the pool talking while the kids are jumping around them. So
and we still have the summer camps coming.
Yeah, summer
Different times of different days of the week.
Oh, we have different day camps that come by. You can rent the pool on Friday nights or Saturday nights. I'm sorry, Saturday nights or Sunday nights. We'd still have the big swim meet.
The swim meet, right?
At the end of June for a couple days. So it's we have lost. The only thing that we don't have anymore are swim teams. We do not have swim teams coming.
And the swim teams aren't really that active like they were 2 decades ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if that's because of more indoor facilities being available, that they just stay there. But,
Sterling would be there at 6:30 in the morning every morning, and then Bettendorf would come in at 8:30. And in the evening we'd have Davenport Met come in. So they found local, or I think swimming maybe in that Sports go up. They wave. They wave. And so we're just on a downward wave right now, I think, with swim team.
Yeah, and we're in an upward wave with soccer. We can talk about
and
soccer.
Pickleball.
And pickleball. Oh, and pickleball, right. Yeah, I forgot about pickleball.
And pickleball.
I'm not a big pickleballer yet, but I do have a rack and I do play.
Yeah. Well, just side note, we are putting pickleball, we're having brand new pickleball courts at the rec. Yeah, we are super excited. And a basketball court. So
We talked with Josh a couple of weeks ago about tennis, pickleball, and basketball, and I went out there, and it's just looking
over the moon. So exciting. Yeah. So it's super exciting. I'm excited for our summer day camp to go out there and have some more variety.
More variety to do.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And then we can throw the pickleball. Yeah, we're going to get them pickleballing, that's for sure.
Yes,
yeah, every day. Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about while we're here?
Nope. We're excited. The pool, the water, you know, the water will be a little chilly coming in the end of May there, beginning of June. But
there's 530,000 gallons.
Yeah, a lot of them. But we are, but just hang with us and come on out and get in that pool, and we'll be open all summer.
Yep, sounds great. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. So this has been Greg Oberon. Until next time, this has been City Watch.